Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us tonight. And every night, those of you that are joining us from around the world, it's always an interesting process to see where you guys are coming from and listening to us. Welcome, YouTube. Glad to have you with us tonight. Everybody send Brother John, Brother Roger, a welcome. Tell them that YouTube's live. I want to do this first thing here. I haven't been on here recently. Just checking to see if we got any new nations on here. Because it's always interesting to me to see who shows up. Looks like it's all the same ones. So welcome. We're glad to have you with us, all you on Blog Talk Radio. Now, let me give you a kind of a heads up about our YouTube channel, because looking at this the other day, and wow, this is very interesting. In the last 28 days, we've had 1,800 views on our YouTube channel. 1,800. How cool is that? 537 hours of videos that were watched. That's a lot of watching. Hang on. Quite a few videos that have been watched 50 to 80 times, thank you, Jesus. And 30,000 impressions, which is something to do with that one thing, and it's impressive. Did you get that? Huh. I didn't even see this stuff the other day when I was looking at it. How viewers find our live streams, browse features, or suggested videos, and 8% use notification. Now watch this. The average view time of our users is 18.4 minutes. Isn't that awesome? Huh.
That is awesome. It's interesting to hear all of those numbers.
Well, I think it's interesting because
Hi, Sunday. Love
you. Hi, Sunday. Love you. We have 48 viewers that are continually returning.
I love that.
Yeah. And the age of our viewers is interesting. 9.5% are 35 to 44. 11% are 45 to 54. 35% are 55 to 64, and 43% are 65 years and older.
Wow. That is interesting, isn't it?
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Well, it sounds to me like all of the people under 50 years of age are much too active and too busy to sit and just watch the video stuff in the evening. they either have to go to bed early so they can get up early and do things all day long real actively, or they have other activities that keep them on the go in the evening.
Yeah. Now, our male viewers are 44.9%, and the female viewers are 55.1%. Sixty percent of our viewers are from the United States, and the rest, 40%, are from around the world. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
Fantastic.
I like to read it because, you know, it just helps us. You and I, you don't get to see them necessarily. Go ahead, Dan.
That's a pretty good average, Dan. That many males, you know, percentage-wise.
It is.
Really good.
I think it's really good. I agree with you. Because you don't usually have a problem getting a woman to sit down and watch TV. They just do that all the time anyways. Where's Roger?
Did you feel safe saying that, that I'm 1,200 miles away?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking of you of it all. It had nothing to do with you. I wouldn't. Well, anyways, 74% of our viewers that watch are subscribers. 25% are not subscribers. Our number one commenter is Sister Phyllis. She holds the record.
You want me to make a comment?
No, I said you're the number one commenter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess I do talk a lot.
No, on making comments on the YouTube video.
Oh, really?
Yep. That's okay. Well, there.
Well, that's surprising to me because when I first started out 2 years ago, I was writing down all of the Bible verses and stuff like that. And then since they got, like, kicked off and eliminated, and I mean, I'd put them on there and they would just simply disappear before they even got connected to anybody, you know, and so I just stopped. Well, I thought I stopped, but apparently some of them still get through.
And thank you for, hey, there's Brother Wayner, John Wayner.
Hello, John.
Good to have you with us, brother.
I hope you like Florida.
So, anyways, thank you for helping us make this happen. Now, let me say this to each of you that are the ones that help us make it happen. This is one of the greatest seeds you can sow, the seed of faith that helps make this program go. And the greatest seed you've sown so far is you've been here almost every single night now for 3 years. And that is like when you and I get to see on the other side everybody's life that was affected by what we did, we will fall down on our face and repent that we ever griped and complained about anything we've had to do here because of the effect that it's having on people's lives all over the world. And, you know, there's no way of knowing. So far, Blog Talk Radio doesn't have these same kind of diagnostics and analytics that YouTube has. I mean, I can see the nation, but, you know, like Brother Roger used to say, we're going to 100 nations, and I think we're in 53 now or 58, something like that. And thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your faith. And let's just go ahead and claim it. Let's be in every nation of the world. Let's be in every nation of the world preaching the doctrines, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the message of faith to everybody. You know, when we started this, it was just so we could study the Bible together. We were all kind of confined to our houses, and none of us liked it. And I remember saying to Sister Lynn, that's it. I'm going live. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I got too many friends that are lost that need to know who Jesus is. And you know, many of them today that we reached in 2020 are still walking with God. They may not understand everything there is to know about Jesus, but they're walking with God. And thank you for helping me reach my friends. I truly appreciate it. And I hope I'm reaching your friends, your family, your children with the message that we have here. And, you know, we come out of the Revelation series. Sister Sunday and Brother John and Brother Roger, our opening question tonight as we were getting started was, what do you think the number one revelation you have received this year? What do you think the number one revelation from the revelation that you received? And if you want to type it in there, we'll share it with everybody. I think it's not like it's the first time I ever heard it, but that revelation about the bride of Christ that Dr. Sutton gave right at the end there, it's like, my goodness sakes alive. The more you study that and you start getting into it, the more that begins to totally transform our understanding of who we are as men and women of God. Because the reality is, on this earth, we're not the bride. We're
the body of Christ.
We're of the groom.
That is fabulous. That was probably the best thing about Revelation, the whole thing, the study that he went through with us, that he constantly reminded me of things I already knew, but I needed to be reminded that we are the body of Christ. By being filled with the Holy Spirit, we can do all those things that Christ did, and we're expected to, so don't give any excuses. Get on with it. Yeah, I mean, that's the best thing about it, but I mean, just so many wonderful things about but yeah, that's it. And you know how I love that verse that says he has made us kings and priests to his God and his Father, and that we are heirs of the kingdom. All
yeah.
Right, we are, and we can only be what we have to be if we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So pray and yield and thank God for everything, for his presence.
In Jesus' mighty name. The more you do this, it just explodes on the inside of you. And it was like this morning in the prayer, Sister Liam was reading those verses, our closing verses, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. It's like the Spirit and the bride say, come. Interesting. We are the children of the light. We are righteous. Amen. Yeah, you're right, Sunday. I noticed Dr. Sutton this time more than ever before saying, we have been made the righteous. We have received our righteousness from Jesus. We have been made into the righteousness of God. And it's like, wow. I never heard him say it before, but in that doctrine, it's deep inside of him. And Thank you. Thank you guys for saying these words. Now, tonight, we're going to study, I believe, let me say it this way. I've been all day meditating in the Word of God. But without too much trouble, I think I can be pushed right over into just studying the body of Christ verses. The elects of God. I'm looking in my book here. See if I can find another thing here. Can you guys hear the birds out there?
No. I hear something.
It's the birds for the cat. Sister Leanne found birds, and he just loves the birds. Well, give me one more second. I got to find where I'm at here. Anybody know where I'm at?
North Dakota?
Thank you. Thank you, Rebecca. I so appreciate it. I am in North Dakota, yes. All right. Well, let's grab a couple verses and then, wow, you guys put all kinds of stuff up there. Our God is so awesome, he'll save anyone because he is the very essence of all of us. Yeah, that's good, John. My son's car's broke down. 6 hours traveling to and from his work for the next 3 days. Wow, Roger, you're a good dad and grandpa. He waits for us only to surrender to his will, and he will lift us up. Amen, Brother John. Amen, 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 amen. Now, you can go on and on. Come on, that's all right. It's all right because, well, let's just do this. Let's just do this. Hold on. It's just us. We might as well just study and have a good time, right?
Amen. Amen.
Appreciate the amens. I don't have to have them to keep functioning, but it's nice when we have them.
Well, I love the awesome Word of God. So whatever we do, I'm going to enjoy it.
Amen. Brother Roger, we love you. We declare power to your phone and riches and honor and glory. All right, let's pray. Grab your Bibles, hoping it. Grab your Bibles and hope it. Oh, my goodness. Hold it up. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
The Thompson Chain reference. I finally got another brother. Go, Brother Roger. Here we go. I believe what God's Word says.
I believe what God's Word says.
I go do what he tells me to do.
I go do what he tells me to do.
Today I will be taught the Word of God.
Today I will be taught the word of God.
And this word is changing my life.
And this word is changing my life.
Because that's what it's designed to do.
And that's what it's designed to do.
I receive this as a seed.
I receive this as a seed.
And plant it as a seed.
And plant it as a seed.
In the good soil of my life.
In the good soil of my life.
Where it produces 100-fold and more. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3.
Proverbs chapter 3.
Can I get an I love the word from anybody?
I love the word.
Amen. Amen. And if you get quiet on me, I'm going to have to call you out. Can't get quiet tonight because I might fall asleep. Proverbs chapter 3. And let's read
Through 16. That's wonderful.
We're going to read verses 1 through 20.
Okay.
Here we go. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. Now, just hold your finger there, and let's go over here and read Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. God, Joshua, on the first day after Moses is dead. And God comes to Joshua and says, hey, Josh, you're now the leader. And Josh says, you guys going back to Egypt on me, are you? No, he didn't say that. This book of the law will not depart out of your mouth. That means you got to be speaking it, reading it, declaring it out of your mouth. See what that says? Now go with me to Psalm chapter 1. Psalm chapter 1. Look at this verse. The Psalms is right after the Jobs. Job chapter 42 and then Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't be listening to the sinners. He doesn't stand in the path of the sinners, where sinners are standing, and he doesn't get in their way to get into salvation. He doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful. Isn't it something that the scorners are seated, pointing, making a mess? His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Now, that's what we saw over there in Joshua chapter 1. God said to Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. And out of your mouth. He didn't say out of your brain, out of your mind. He said this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You got to speak it. Well, Psalm 1 says, you're going to meditate in it day and night. How are you going to do that? That's speaking it. You'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You will bring forth fruit in your season. Want to say it with me? I am a fruitful vine.
I am a fruitful vine.
Look at this. Whose leaf also shall not wither.
whose leaf also shall not wither.
Now think about what that verse is saying. That verse is saying to you and I that we don't have to age like everybody else.
I don't have to age like everybody else.
Now think about it. There should be a difference between us and the world all the time. This is just, there should be a difference. If you go clear back to the book of Exodus, God said to Pharaoh through Moses and Aaron, there will be a difference between the Egyptians and the Israelites. There will be a difference. The Israelites' cattle didn't die. The Israelites' crops didn't die. The frogs weren't there. The lice wasn't there. The flies wasn't there. Why? Because God literally says it in the book of Exodus. There is a distinction between the world and his people. And it's right. And the world, if you and I, if we were truly living for God like we should be, the world would be beating a path to our door to get here and get the same wisdom that we have. Why? Because they'd be saying, how do you do all these things? How do you get that you pay cash for? You get it from the word, by faith, by what you meditate and speak. I like that statement in Joshua. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Now watch. Romans, keep your finger in Psalm 1 and Proverbs chapter 3. Well, let's go to Romans real quick. We're going over here to Romans chapter 10. Watch what this says. Verse 6, 6 through 17. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Well, this isn't you and I listening to somebody else preach. The righteousness of faith is speaking. Pastor, I didn't know righteousness. I didn't know faith had righteousness. And more than that, I didn't know they had a voice. Well, the righteousness of faith is inside of you and me. And we're the ones with the voice. And God is saying, speak it. The righteousness of faith speaks this way. Do not say in your heart. What are you doing? You're saying, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who will descend into the abyss to bring Christ up from the dead? But what does it? What's it? The righteousness of faith. What does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. The way you get it in your heart is to speak it with your mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach. That's another say word. Preach is a say word. Hold on just a second. I don't have these circled, but I'm going to do it right now. The word of faith which we preach. Say. The righteousness of faith speaks. Say in your heart. What does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That if you confess, there's another one of those verses. That if you confess, that's another say word. With your mouth, the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Somebody let Kathy in. So you and I can see right now that we got to do a bunch of saying You still there, Leanne?
Yes.
How come you're not the co-host?
They don't know.
There you go. You are now.
Hey, Kathy girl. Good to see you.
Hi, Kathy.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
So good to hear your voice.
Yeah, something is okay. Something is bad.
All right. Is this O'Day? Is this O'Day K? Jeez.
It says, I don't know. I had a hard time earlier, but I don't know. I'm tired.
All right. I was going to ask if you wanted to read, but I'm not going to push you, so, but if you want to read, you can.
I can read. I can read.
All right. Well, that's good. We are in Romans chapter 10, and I'll let you read.
Well, I have to go get my Bible.
All right. We'll get it.
Hang on.
All right. God said to me, praying one day, that I was supposed to help Kathy read right here on the program, and she would get her voice back. So you guys, we're getting ready to watch a miracle happen right in front of our eyes. So if you haven't seen a miracle, stick around. You're about to. Because God don't lie. And besides that, he doesn't lie. So what's the point of everything we're saying so far is that the way the faith works in our life is we got to say it. That's Romans 10, 6 through 17, Sunday. Thank you for putting that in there.
Romans
10, 6 through 17. And I think I'll just let you start right at the beginning and read it again. Go ahead.
Hold on. I think
well, hurry, hurry, hurry.
Now, this is a dumb, oh, there it is. My brain is fried tonight.
You all right? Hey, wait, I want to say something, and you can read in just a minute.
Okay.
I want you guys to realize something. Sister Leanne and I make this look like this is pretty simple what we do here. And for the most part, it is. But there's times we just sit here and look. I want you to hear this. Last night when I was setting up to play those last two videos of Dr. Sutton, on this screen over here, I had Zoom going. On this screen, I had Dr. Sutton. All right? So Zoom's going over there. Dr. Sutton's going here. And we had great sound last night. We had great sound. And so I got my speaker sitting there, and my sound's going. And when I turned my cell phone on to Zoom, it turned my DVD player off. Now, how in the world do you figure that out? If my cell phone was on Zoom, it turned that DVD player off. And it didn't just happen once, a freak time. I tried it three times, and it happened every time. As soon as I would open up Zoom on my cell phone, which isn't connected to anything, it turned my DVD player off. Now you go figure that out. I still don't have it figured out, except the apps didn't want to agree with each other last night, but we still overcame and had a grand finale to the book of Revelation. So thank you for being a part. Are you ready, Kathy? Romans chapter 10, verse 6.
I said, because I think. Three was six. That was something put down. Three, six, four, 17.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm in Romans 6. That's where I really need to be. Romans 6. No, Romans 10.
Oh, okay. 6
through 17. Romans chapter 10, 6 through 17. If I said it wrong, it's all right. Don't worry about it. It's Romans 10.
All right.
Oh, Jesus, help us.
Okay. 5:10 says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That says, that is to bring Christ down. Or who will descend into the deep? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The Lord is near. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming. That if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. With your mouth that you confess and are saved. As what the
it's all right. Just say whatever you can say. It's okay.
As with the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and wishing blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? And it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
All the way through 17.
Okay. But now all the Israelites accepted the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, the names are blessed. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ.
Woo! Good job.
Thank you.
Good job. Now listen. I want you to see something, so let's go there next, because I was going to stay a little longer in Romans, but let's not do that. Let's go right now to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, and let's go down here. Let's go to verse 20. No, let's do 18 through 24. Proverbs 4, 18 through 24.
All right.
You all right? Take your time. Now, anybody's listening, Sister Kathy's one of our valued members around here, and she had a mini stroke or a stroke, whatever they call it. Who knows? We don't care what they call it. We call it healed and gone. But one of the things I was praying about, Kathy and her family one day, and the Holy Spirit said to me, have her come on and read, and as she reads on the program, her language will come back and her voice will be healed. Well, Pastor, that doesn't even make sense. Why would that work that way? No, it doesn't matter. That's what he said to do, and if we're willing and obedient, we get to eat the good of the land. And so I'm willing, and I'm obedient, and so is Kathy, and you and I are going to watch a miracle happen right here in front of our eyes. Kathy's voice is going to go completely clear. Her tongue's going to be completely loosed, and she's going to have all of her speech back. Can somebody shout glory be to God?
Glory be to God. And amen and amen.
Amen. I wasn't going to go on until I got a second or third amen, but we got all we needed. So here we go. Proverbs 4, 18 through 24.
Okay. The path of righteousness is like the cross king. The beam of dawn, shining ever brighter to the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them tremble. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are light to those who find them, and help to the man's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellness of life. Oh.
One more verse, 24.
Put away perversity from your mouth. Keep far from your lips.
Far from your lips. Amen. Now, why did we read these two sections? Because what we're talking about tonight is the eternal almighty power of the spoken word of God. And all the way through the Bible, all the way, from beginning to end, God is saying to his people, I need you to speak my word out loud. And what we just saw right here in Proverbs, as Kathy was reading, is the word of God, the written word on the page, is life to those who find it, and health to all their flesh. Now think about this. Right now, we are hearing Kathy give us a testimony of the healing power of God. She's doing it every time she reads the word. It's the healing power of God that is actively, livingly working right in front of our eyes as we sit here this whole time. But here's the reality of tonight's message and of this word that we're going to speak. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. The word. Now, The Word in heaven is Jesus. Before he came to the earth and got the name, received the name Jesus by the angel through Mary and Joseph, in heaven he was known as the Word. And it says, the Word became flesh and dwelled among us. Now, this Bible, the book, the Bible, is the Word of Almighty God to us. The covenant he had with his people Israel, and the covenant that he has with all the people of the earth, not just Israel, but the Gentiles also. And it's a covenant. Everything on the New Testament is built on what we see on the Old Testament. The Old Testament pointed the way to what the New Testament would be. And so here in the Old Testament, here we are in Proverbs 4, Joshua chapter 1, Psalm chapter 1, all of those verses that we have read tonight declaring that we must say the Word of God off of our lips. It is life to those who find it and health to all your flesh. Well, you don't get life and health just because you carry your Bible around underneath your arm all day. It's a loaded weapon. It's the most powerful book there is on the face of the earth. But you got to open it up and begin to glean the wealth of information that is on the pages of this book. And then the way this book is activated is you and I speak it with our mouth. God said to Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Well, he didn't. He wasn't chewing on it. He wasn't chewing on it. So the only way that it was going to not depart from his mouth is he had to speak it out loud, the law, the Pentateuch. The first five books of the Bible, they literally had to speak the law out loud. And most of them, in the times when the children of Israel were chasing God and following God, most of them could quote the first five books of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. They could quote it from memory. Well, you're not going to be able to quote that many pages, that many words from memory unless you've spoken it out loud so often that it just becomes a part of you. You and I in the New Testament have learned that as we speak these words, it produces the Zoe life of God on the inside of us. John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and life more abundantly. Speak my word. Speak it. Say it. You got to open up your mouth and say it. Now, let's look at a couple of, I got so many verses I want to go to, but let's read Proverbs 4:22 one more time before we go here. You got it, Kathy? You still there?
Yep.
All right. 4:22.
For they are life to those who find them, and health to a man called by thee.
I like that. It says to his whole body?
Yeah.
So I want everybody to do this. Put your hand on your arm and say, body, receive life.
Body, receive life.
Receive life. Lay your hands on your heads and just say it. Life. Say, body, receive life. Receive life.
Body,
ready?
Receive
put your hands
life.
On your head and say, brain, receive life. Mind, receive
mind,
life.
Mind, receive
in Jesus'
life.
Mighty name. In Jesus'
in
mighty
Jesus
name.
Mighty name.
Now, you might say, well, Pastor, what does that do? Well, in the New Testament, I am commanded as a pastor to lay hands on you, anoint you with oil by the laying on of hands, and pray the prayer of faith over you. I can't get to you. But you're just as much a member of the body of Christ as I am. So lay your hand on yourself. I love the story Brother Terry Myers tells about being down in Panama on his first missionary trip, and he caught malaria and I don't know, about three of those different horrible diseases down there. And he's like, I lost all my weight. I'm dying. He's like, I really am dying. And he said, the missionary came to the bed where I was laying and said, Terry, I think you're just going to die. But you came and you served well while you was here, but at least you'll die for the Lord on the mission field. And Brother Terry said, I said, man, that's just stupid. Why would God send me here and then cause me to die once I got here? A commander who's killing his own troops is not too wise. And he began to meditate in the Word, grew up in church, so he knew the Word. He began to meditate in the Word, and he said, you know, the Bible says, lay hands on the sick. And since nobody around me wants to lay hands on me, I'm going to lay hands on myself. So he said, I am the sick. I lay my hands on me. Sick man, recover. Nobody else would do it. He did it. He had to do it himself. The missionaries there, he said, do you know that? Can you tell if I got a specific process, virus in my body? He said, you have yellow fever. All right. So he put his hand on his body and said, if I was in America, I would say, be healed of yellow fever. And he said, the moment I put my hand on my body, I began to recover. Why? Because you're speaking out loud what this word says to do. And when you speak it, you give these words on the page life and access to work inside of you, work out of you, and go to work in you. And what we got to see all the time is these words are life to those who find it and health to all their flesh. Now, let's do this. I got so many places to go. I love the revelation, Father. Pour it in. Pour it in. Sister Kathy, are you back with me?
I'm down here.
Revelation 1:1-3. We're going to get a lot more word read with Kathy here, because I'm going to keep working this. I'm going to see, we are seeing Kathy totally healed from all of the effects of this stroke.
Amen. I claim it in the name of Jesus.
Amen. I stand in agreement.
Hey, Paul Oxy, welcome, brother. Good to have you with us today. Here we go, Revelation 1:1-3. Okay. Whoa, horsey, whoa. We can, you know, we heard Dr. Sutton talk about this, but
one through three. The realization of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants, what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testified to everything he saw, that is, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near.
Amen. Blessed is she, Kathy, who reads it, So she has a blessing for reading. Be blessed and be made whole. Blessed are those who hear the words read. Say it. That's me. I'm blessed. Nobody. Nobody.
I'm blessed.
Amen. Amen. All right. And blessed is those who keep the things which are written in it, for the time is near. There's a blessing on Kathy who's reading it. There's a blessing on us who's hearing it. So what is God saying? I want to bless every one of my children every time they come together and do my work together. I'm going to bless them every time they come together and they read my word and walk in my word and do my word. Jesus is the living word. But amen. There is a blessing on you to just be here and hear the words read. There's also another blessing on you when you're the one reading the words out loud. That's why we tell you every single day, get you a group of verses that God has made come alive to you and read those verses out loud every day. There's a blessing for you when you do. Well, Pastor, I just thought I was important that I read my one chapter every day, and that's what God was looking for. Well, God wants you to read a chapter, maybe. What God really wants you to do is walk with him and build the relationship with him that he's telling you to build. Jesus said, John chapter 5, I only do what I see the Father do. I only say what I hear the Father say. Now, Jesus was 30 years old, and we saw him first when he was 12, teaching the people in the temple, the priests and all that. So 18 years later, Jesus has worked out his salvation and has taught himself to be quiet and only speak the words that he hears the Father say. Now, that's if you've ever tried making that happen, I'm going to tell you right now, that's a severe challenge. It's worth it, though, because when you speak the words that the Father's saying, guess what happens? They come to pass. They come to pass. And every one of these sets of verses we've read tonight has had the connotation in it. Don't just sit and look with your eyes and read inside your mind without moving your lips. Every bit of this has had in it that we would open our mouth and speak the word out loud. Now, let's go to, let's see, I got three places to go all at once here. Let's go to Second Peter 1, and we'll read 17 through 21.
Okay, so 1 through 17, right?
2 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 through 21.
Okay, here it goes.
Here we go.
Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ.
It's okay that we start at verse number 1, but we should start at 17 because we won't have enough time to get to my verses.
Okay.
Chapter 2 Peter 1, verse 17.
Oh, okay. sorry.
It's okay. I love to read the word, so you don't have a problem with me reading that whole chapter, but we better stay focused because I still got other places I got to go.
So, 17.
All right.
So, 17 to what?
21, the rest to the end of the chapter, yeah.
Okay. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory saying, "This is my son whom I love, with him I am well." We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. And we have the words of the prophet made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it. As to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of scripture came about with by the prophet's own interpretation. For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. So there's you and I can see that God not only tells us to speak the word, but he spoke it all the way from heaven when Jesus was baptized. He's like everybody else when somebody gets baptized after they've been born again. He jumped up and said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." He spoke it, and of course, when the Father speaks, the whole world hears, because we heard it all the way on the earth, and everybody's like, "Wow, what was that? Thunder?" No, it was God speaking. Now watch this. Verse 20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of men. But watch what this says. Holy men of God spoke. The power of this word is when we speak it. No, you're doing great. You're doing great. Thank you. Thank you for asking. The power in this word is when we speak it. This word comes to life with the life of God when we speak it out loud. So, like right now, the shirt said, have Sister Kathy read. As she reads this, her jaw, her tongue, her teeth, all of her, in parts of her mouth, any part of her tongue or throat that was affected by the stroke, all of that's getting the life of God infused. There's a blessing on those who read the word. There's a blessing on them. And so there's a blessing on Kathy right now while she's reading the word to all of us. Now, I'm getting a bunch of scratchy noises, so I'm muting you. Not, you guys can turn your mic back on in a minute if you want to talk, but I was getting a bunch of noise. So think about, I really want us to get this statement. What makes this word become power in our lives is when we mix the word with faith. And what is that? Out of our mouth, we declare, "Thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven." So go here with me right now. Romans chapter 8. Romans 8. And we're going to read verses 8 through 17. Romans chapter 8, verses 8 through 17. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, Sister Sunday, for putting in verses. Thank you, Kathy, for reading. Aren't we having an awesome time tonight?
Yeah.
Somebody shout glory or something.
Hallelujah. The glory is coming.
Amen. Amen. I love this body. I love it. I love it. I love it. Go ahead, Kathy. Whenever you get it, Romans 8, and we're going to start 8 through 17.
I'm having a hard time finding it.
It's on page 1465 in my Bible. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was being like Roger. I made it funny. I made it funny.
Oh.
It's right after Acts. Acts, Romans, Corinthians.
It's been too long since I opened my Bible. I don't remember where the stuff is anymore.
Well, we don't have any condemnation on anybody. Because there's probably a whole bunch of us that couldn't find the book of Zephaniah without going to the front of the Bible. But that's okay, because God's not going to ask us what page of our Bible it's on when we get to heaven. He's going to ask us if we walked with him. Romans 8 and verse 8 through 17. Romans chapter 8, verses 8 through 17.
Okay.
We got a good crowd of folks tonight. Welcome to everybody. We're glad you're here.
Okay. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit. If the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin. Yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers, we have an obligation, but it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God, for you did not receive a spirit that makes you afraid again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Not now. If we are children, then we are heirs of God and co-heirs of Christ. If indeed we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his glory.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Kathy. You're doing a very, very good job. You are. And like Sister Leanne said, it'd probably do me good to slow down reading the Bible, not just cruise through it like I do so many times. But, you know, I want you to see in all of these verses that there is this part of our life that we have got to speak out loud. You're going to have to get your mouth going and say this stuff out loud for it to come to pass. That's how it is activated in our life. Now watch this. Look at this. These verses are just, if you don't love Romans 8 through 17, we got to get your lover fixed, because you got to figure out how to love these set of verses. It's powerful. Verse number 8. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You just won't. You're in the flesh. You might say, yeah, but Pastor, that's me. And I thought I was the righteousness of God. You are. You are. And there comes a point where the revelation of the righteousness becomes more powerful than the force of sin. And all of a sudden you realize it don't have nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with him and what he did, and I receive it, and now that makes me the righteous, and then I get to just walk in his righteousness. I love it. It's one of the greatest revelations I've ever received. Romans 8:8. Now, verse 9, it says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Indeed, if the spirit of God dwells in you. So, everybody just say it. The Holy Spirit lives in me. Say it right out loud.
The Holy Spirit lives in me.
So now that we got this established that the Holy Spirit does live in you, that same Spirit that raised Christ all the way from the dead in hell, that same Spirit lives inside of your mortal body, giving you life. And life more abundantly in all the cells of your body. Just now think about what we just read in Revelation. Blessed is he or she that reads the book. It's not just Revelation. That's the whole book. And blessed is he or she that hears the book read. That's you and me tonight. And blessed is the person that keeps what's in the book. So when you and I give ourselves wholly to just meditating in the law day and night, walking in the law everywhere we go, speaking the word of God, letting it dwell in our hearts richly, then all of a sudden it becomes the guide. It, I'm going to change my word, it, the word, because you shouldn't ever call the word it. The word is now your guiding force. Ready? Psalm 119. And let's go down here to 105, I think is what it is. Yeah. Psalm 119, 105. Chapter 119, verse 105.
How many verses?
Just one, 105.
Okay. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path.
Amen. The word of God is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a time in your life where you felt like you was walking around in darkness? Well, probably what that tells you is that you haven't had enough word going on in your life. Why? Because if you're in the word is a lamp for your feet, that's right in front of you, and a light to the path, which is down the path in front of you. Think about the children of Israel. When they left Egypt, they immediately got a streetlight system. They had the pillar of cloud by day, which was a cloud that gave them shade all day long out there in the wilderness. They had shade. So here's 3 to 6 million people moving across the wilderness, and God's giving them shade from the sun. And at night, that same pillar that was a cloud by day was a fire at night. And it lit up the whole city, the whole whatever encampment. It's not like a campground, because if you got 6 million people, that's the size of Chicago. So that's a pretty good size encampment coming at you. And yet it was all lit up at night with the light of the fire of God's cloud. Your word is a lamp to my feet. So that's your circumstances you're standing in, and a light to my path. Many of us have at times had the word out and spoken it much throughout our day, and spoke a lot of prayer or word confessions. And then the cares of the world begin to come on you, and you don't say them as much. But I'm going to tell you, more than anything else in your life, we should be speaking the word of God out loud every day, so that it begins to produce this life and life more abundantly in us. Now watch. Let's go back here to Romans chapter 8. Okay? Because we didn't get too far, and I started chasing other verses, but I want us to get this down inside of us. Because I'm telling you, if you'll get this, as soon as you get this message down deep inside of you, you're going to find life and life more abundantly happening beyond anything you've ever even dreamed was possible. Why? Because his word is going to come together. Bless you, Sunday, and bless you, Sophia. We love you. May you have a wonderful evening together as grandma and granddaughter, in Jesus' mighty name. I'm all the way, made it all the way down to verse number 9. I'm in Romans 8, 9. Romans 8, 9. Brother Roger, BRB means be right back. So every time you see that, that's not somebody saying I just burped. It means I'll be right back. I got to go do something. Here we go. Romans 8, 9.
Okay. However, are controlled not by the sinful. Sinful nature, but by the Spirit. If the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ.
Verse 10.
Okay. Here. When I talk, I get the letters of saliva in my mouth, so I have to, I don't know what happens,
okay.
Why it happens. But.
Well, we speak life and health and strength to your body right now. Say this with me. Say, I receive my healing right now.
I receive my healing right now.
Amen, amen. Everybody say it.
Amen, amen.
Amen,
amen. Amen. You're doing good, Kathy. We're proud of you.
Okay. But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin. Yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. Keep going?
Yeah, one more.
And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body, to His Spirit who lives in you.
Just lift your hands right now and say, I receive life in my mortal body.
I receive life in my mortal body
right now in Jesus' mighty name. Just Jesus, we receive the life of the Spirit of God, filling our beings right now with life and health and strength in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now watch. This is our answer every day. I hear people say this all the time. Don't you be one of them. But people say to me, Pastor, you just keep teaching the same verses over and over again, and we don't ever have a new verse. Well, every verse I'm ever going to give you is a verse that's about walking in faith. And of course, there's a lot of verses in the Bible about walking in faith that we haven't used yet and added to our doctrinal belief system, but I'm going to tell you something. They're all going to say the same thing. And if you live with God and walk with God over 60 years, you're going to read the same book. You're going to say the same verses. You're going to speak the same things over and over and over thousands of times. But why would we get tired of hearing the same word and yet you eat the same hamburger and don't get tired of it? or you eat the same pizza, but you don't get tired of it. Some of you eat the same bowl of cereal every morning, and you've done it for 40 years, and you don't ever complain about it. You actually brag about it. But it's the same bowl of cereal. And yet when it comes to the word, it's like, yeah, but we've already said that when Pastor gave us something new. Well, that's what the children of Israel did. And God called them gripers and sent snakes to bite them, and they died.
Oh, I love the word.
So I don't think that we should complain about whether or not it's a new word. What gives the word life is that decision that's on the inside of your heart saying, I receive the living, breathing word of God. And God, if you only give me one verse to stand on for my whole life, I'll live in that one verse my whole life. Think about Brother Kenneth Hagin. Kenneth E. Hagin, Sr., started every message he ever preached in the last 50 years of his life with Mark 11:22. Every message. And he would get up to speak and they'd say, you know, what's your title? What's your text, Brother Hagin? Mark 11:22. Why? It was the revelation that God gave him that raised him from the bed of sickness that literally he died from and came back to life because God said, I'm not done with you yet. That verse is the verse that raised him up out of that bed of affliction. Now listen to this. Not because a great man of God came through and laid hands on him. Because Brother Hagin, at 16 years old, picked up this Bible and read it himself. He was in such horrible physical condition that it would take him sometimes an hour just to read two or three verses. He was in such horrendous, horrible physical condition. And yet he got to this verse, Mark 11:22, that said, if you will say in your heart, if you will say with your mouth and believe in your heart, that mountain will be removed. And in the matter of, by the time he got there to that verse, in the matter of minutes, he was standing up on his own feet outside of his bed that he had been confined to for 16 months. And he was standing in his own power and strength, completely healed. Why? Because even though he couldn't speak words out loud because nothing in his system was working, he would read those verses on those pages, even if it took him 10 minutes to read two verses. And see, what we forget is in the day that we live of microwave minute, McDonald's drive-up, and we know that McDonald's is going to make a round burger and then a square burger and then a hanger burger and then a barbecue burger, but it's always going to be a burger or a piece of chicken. And we might get tired and complain about it, but the reality is don't complain about the word. Open it up and speak it every day and say, this is what's awesome. I've spoken this same verse now 872 days in a row, and look at it. It is working in my life marvelously. Why? Because his word is life to those who find it and health to all their flesh. And this verse, Romans 8:11, since the spirit of him, Jesus, since the Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. The exact same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of your body, and you ain't even dead. Our biggest challenge is that we put all of the things that peoples have said and circumstance have said and doctors have said and, you know, advertisements on TV. We put all of that stuff in a higher point of elevation in our life than we do the word of God. Romans 8:11 is the verse that will cause you to live in health and walk in strength all the days of your life and never need another person to ever lay hands on you. Why? Because when we get the revelation, you got to get the revelation, which means Meditate in it. Speak it out loud every day until it begins to truly make sense in your mind, in your spirit. And here's what happens. All of a sudden, this word has been generating life, generating life, generating life, generating life. And when the revelation hits, that generation of life now produces life and life more abundantly on the inside of you. And you feel a symptom comes on, come to this verse. Just come to this verse, Romans 8:11. This is what I say. No way. That's a symptom. I have the very Holy Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead. I have that spirit because Jesus, by his blood, purged all my sins, even when I didn't deserve it. None of us deserve it. And he purged my sin from my life. And then he gave me his righteousness to live in. And I live in that, in Jesus' blood and righteousness every day. And that means the Holy Spirit that is living in me is producing life in my body beyond anything I ever even knew was possible. And you might say, yeah, but Pastor, I've been saying that every now and then, and it's not here yet. No, what you have to say is, I'm speaking it. It is here. Now manifest for everybody to see it publicly. Because it's already done. When God says it's done, you can take it to the bank. It's done. You say it differently, you can take it to the doctor. It's done. You can take it to, and you put whatever word you want in there. When you and I speak this word like it's done, it's because it is already done. The spoken word of God is what produces that supernatural life on the inside of you. And that life will now not only transform your life, but everywhere you go, when you speak over people, life will come into their lives. I've been noticing it recently. I've spent, in the last month, I've probably spent maybe 30 hours on a phone call with different people, getting everything set up for my semi. And that's a long time to be on the phone. And I like to talk and everything, but most of those phone calls, I didn't get to talk. I just got to sit there and listen to them talk and then pull out my credit card and pay somebody else some more tax money. And of course, that wasn't fun. But I could either regret it, or I could either dread it, or I can say, watch me be a blessing to the people on the phone. And one day when I really didn't want to be on the phone, God gave me three women that was on the other end of the phone. All of them's name was Angela, all three of them. All three of them helping me diligently all day long to get accomplished what I needed. And I ask every one of them, are you an angel? Well, so my husband says, well, I was being serious with you. Are you human or are you an angel? Well, no. I'm very human. Because I thought it was very profound the one day because nothing looked like it was coming together. And when the third lady picked up the phone and she said, hi, this is Angela. I don't remember what she was from. I think she was in the DOT or something. She said, hi, my name is Angela. I'm like, well, thank you, Jesus. I got three angels that are working on my stuff. It means it's guaranteed to come to pass. So what did I do? I immediately began to watch for the door to open up to speak the word of God over their life and bless them. And then the opportunity showed up and I blessed them in the name of Jesus. And I very specifically used the word of God and spoke his blessing for them. See, the word is life to those who find it. It's you and me. And it's health to all of our flesh. But then as soon as we speak it over somebody else, what we speak has to come to pass unless their spirit is totally resisting it and they don't want it. It's got to come to pass because his word does not return to him void. It accomplishes the purpose for which it was sent. And we've been saying it all night tonight. You want to do it again? Put your hands and say, I receive the healing power of God.
I receive the healing power of God.
Flowing all through my body.
Flowing all through my body.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the righteousness of Jesus.
By the righteousness of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name I pray.
In Jesus' mighty name I pray.
Amen. And amen. Amen. And amen. Now, Sister Leanne, did you put together a verse list for tonight?
I didn't.
Well,
I don't know why either. I didn't think about it.
Well, let's just go through and grab one right now, if you could.
Okay.
Because this is going to make a very powerful confession. These verses of scripture will make a very powerful word confession for us. Now, let me say a little bit about that. Oh, 3 minutes. What you want to do when you're creating a word confession, we talked about it this morning. Brother Dutch was talking about it, and we were talking about it, is take the portion of the verse that is speaking specifically to your situation and then put that in the confession and begin to speak those words out loud. Let me just give you an idea of one of the things that you could do, like I will do from this set of verses tonight. Sister Leanne will pull them all together and copy and paste it for everybody to see. But this is how I would make a confession. The word of God is near me, Samuel J. Cotto. It's in my mouth. It's in my heart, and therefore, I will speak it. See what I did? I took Romans chapter 9, Romans chapter 10, verse number 6 and 7, and I condensed it down to, the word is near me, in my mouth, and in my heart, and it's the word of faith I preach. Or, I speak. By you taking a verse off this page of this Bible and declaring it out loud over your life, you are operating in faith. The more the circumstances look like it isn't turning and you speak faith over it, the word, the greater your faith will become. So the idea is, as we're here, every time we're here, write down verses that just seem, while I'm teaching or somebody else is teaching, since Kathy's reading, whatever. Brother Dutch, you know, Dr. Barkley, this week is Holy Spirit Conference, so we're going to have it on. So anytime you're hearing a message, write down verses that just come alive on the inside of you. What is that? That's the illumination of the Holy Spirit. That is Holy Spirit illuminating his word and his will in your life. And that's a verse you should use. Now, you don't have to use every verse just like it's every word, just like it's written. Get the declaration of the word you need and begin to speak it. Let's just, I'll use it this way since Sister Kathy's reading for us. But since the Spirit, since the Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me, Kathy Angaroni, that's how you do it. He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead is alive and well and producing life in my body right now. And I see, as soon as I just said that, I can feel the zest life of God just going on the inside of me. Well, Pastor, that's what I want. Well, You got to speak it then in the face of everybody's words that's speaking against you. That's how you do it. I had some news today I didn't like. Anyway, no big deal, but I just didn't like it. First words out of my mouth was, well, here we go. And God is making all grace abound toward me. What's that? That's one of my verses I'm living in. Been living in it now for 3 years. And God is making all grace abound toward me, that I, Sam Cotto, always have all sufficiency in all things and have an exceeding abundance unto every good work. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. God is making all grace abound to me right now. Well, the only way you get that verse to come alive in you when circumstances confront you is you say that verse day and night all the time. Every time you need grace to be working in your life, you pull that verse out and say it. You can ask Sister Leanne, we say that verse all the time, every day, and God is making all grace abound toward me, that I will always have all sufficiency in all things and abound unto every good work. Right out of the Bible. All I did is take the verse, make it personal, put my name in it. A lot of times when Sister Leanne and I are speaking a word confession together, we put our name. We'll say, you know, Jesus said he has come to give life and life more abundantly to Samuel and Leanne. What are we doing? We're putting us in that verse, making that verse come alive in us, because we see it with our eyes, we speak it with our mouth, we hear it with our ears, and it goes down into the good soil of our life and begins to manifest every single day. And then no matter what the circumstance is that it might show up in your face, circumstance is the circle you're standing in. No matter what that circumstance is, only speak the word of God. Fiery darts will try you. Fiery darts wants you to speak those words that you hear, because they want you to believe those are your words. They're not your words. Any word that doesn't match the new covenant, those aren't your words. That's the enemy. Crush those words. And don't give them 30 seconds in your mind. Don't give them 2 seconds in your mind. Stop them immediately by opening your mouth and saying, the blood of Jesus and the righteousness of Jesus have made me who I am. That's just a picture, and that's not me. Thank you, Jesus, for the living, breathing, awesome, wonderful, majestic word of God in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Kathy, you did wonderful.
Thank you.
Remember this. Your statement every day is, I am healed. I have my normal voice right now. And it's the fact that you say that against the circumstances that wants you to believe that that's not true.
Yeah.
It's in the face of those circumstances when you say that your faith grows. I have a perfect voice, and all of my speaking faculties work perfectly. Just keep saying it. Because you're speaking to that mountain and it be removed. Now, let me just use Kathy as an example. It doesn't matter who you are that's listening to this video now or in the future, even after the rapture. If you're here, the beginning of the Great Tribulation, and you missed the rapture, don't let your lamps go out another day, and don't let your oil go low in your vessel. Keep yourself well oiled by the Holy Spirit. But I'm just using Kathy as an example, because every one of us have something in our life that we want to receive life, and it's being obstinate. I have ringing in my ears. You ready? I'm going to say it differently. My ears are healed from ringing. Perfect. I have perfect hearing, perfect eyesight. I no longer need these magnifying glasses. You and I have got to speak it in the face of the opposition. And that is what builds your faith and creates more faith for you. And just know, it can't fail. God's word does not return to him void. And I love the book of Revelation because it says, blessed is he who reads and he who listens. That means everybody that listened to anything we did this week, you got a blessing. It comes from heaven because you're listening to God's holy word. And that's life into your body. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Sister Leanne. She has put the verses in there to YouTube. I'm going to grab these verses. Everybody take just a second. Grab them and put them in your process. What happened here? There we go. I like to have this verse list like this because what this gives us the ability to do is say, now wait, when Pastor was saying that, what was that statement that you gave to me? And when you can see the verses like this, then God, when you start looking at them again, God will give you the revelation of just exactly what those verses were. And as you begin to open them up and you get that revelation again, all of a sudden, it will just begin to produce life and life more abundantly on the inside of you there. I captured those verses for myself. Let's see. Go over here. There you go. And I put it into Zoom for you. If you're getting ready to do it, love, I already got it done. All right. Let's receive the communion elements right here, right now, tonight, in Jesus' mighty name. You want to read the communion verses, Kathy?
You can.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Thanks for being with us. I appreciate you doing it. It's really helping me slow down a little bit, I can see.
Yeah.
But according to Sister Leanne tonight, she must have been saying that to me all along, and I ain't been listening. So thank you,
right.
Jesus. I can grow right in front of everybody.
Sometimes you go so fast. Sometimes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you that you guys have not been brutal and bloody on me with that statement, but Pastor, why are you crying? They hurt my feelings. They told me I read the Bible too fast. No, you ain't going to hurt my feelings. I want people to be able to hear and understand the word of God. So thank you. Thank you, everyone, for saying that. I appreciate it. Here we go. Verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you. This is Paul talking about the fact that Jesus came to Paul, met him in the wilderness, and gave him the communion elements, the communion service. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse number 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work. It's not just that he died. It's that when he died, he was the spotless Lamb of God that went to hell, defeated the devil, took the keys away from him, and came back to this earth triumphant. Jesus, redemptive work. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself. This is the process. And then so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Examine yourself. When you stop and say, Holy Spirit, how am I living my life? And he says, you got to fix that. Then you know he's going to talk to you about that every day from that point on. And he's going to help you understand the word so that you will overcome. He's going to help you. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Sometimes you got to judge yourself and say, I'm too weak. I can't have that kind of a person around my life. Sometimes you got to be strong and say to somebody, you're a danger to me in my life. And I can't have you around me. Why are you saying this, Pastor? Because I can tell somebody's listening right now, you don't know what to do to get rid of that one person in your life. Well, you just have to say, I just can't be with you. We're not good for each other. Pastor, isn't that hurtful, offensive? Which is worse, that you keep hanging out and then you end up going to hell together? That don't work. No. Just speak the truth in love. And then if it's somebody that's close to you, when you go away from the conversation, fast and pray and say, Jesus, what's going on? I thought I'd like to have that person in my life. And you might find out that when you go away and you fast and pray, you get the unrighteousness out of the way. I've then gone to preaching. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? As he is, so are we in this world. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. If you've never made Jesus Lord of your life, even if you're getting this in the millennium, pray the prayer of salvation. Do it now and walk with God. You don't want the wrath that's getting ready to be poured out on this earth. God has already let the whole world know for 2,000 years what his wrath is going to look like on those who have refused him all their life. Pray this prayer of salvation with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
According to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
You
give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the only begotten Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the begotten Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
I'm born again on the third day.
Put your arms out and say, I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life, Jesus.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life as a believer.
Live a successful life as a believer.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. I like to pray like this with our brothers and sisters joining in with us. Why? Because that's what it would sound like if we was at a church altar doing it. But greater than being at a church altar is doing it right here on this video that will be able to go around the world anywhere that YouTube is legal. And there's some places that it ain't, but anywhere this is legal, you now, if you heard that prayer, can just back the tape up and pray it again. And do it enough times that it actually begins to make sense what you're saying. So that you can say, I have been born again. So Jesus said, you must be born again, so then make it happen. And realize it's not about how good you can act. It's not about your goody-two-shoes ways of acting. Or because you've got a fish and you put it on the back of your car. No. No. What's important is that you walk with God every day of your life. Get your Bible. I recommend the Thompson Chain Reference Bible. And it'll be a blessing to you. It's a very, very powerful, powerful Bible study tool. I'll show you. It's called Thompson Chain Reference Bible. Take your phone and snap a picture of that real quick. And I have, mine is the New King James Version. This is the one I like. And here's the deal. Grow in God. So read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the book of Acts. And then go back and read it again. And watch how God moves in your life. In Jesus' mighty name. You ready? Let's receive the communion elements together. Oh, wait, I forgot to say it. Click like, hit subscribe, and ring the bell so that every time we go live, you're part of it. Obviously, we are. There's 78 of you that are normal listeners to us, and thank you for being a part of it. We welcome every one of you in Jesus' mighty name. Hold up your elements together like this, and let's bless them. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken. Every joint supplying within my body.
Every joint is supplying in my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And now, let's lift up the blood of Jesus and pray this prayer with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father. By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission. I am a new creation. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. And I thank you for it. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of grace. Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome. And the accuser of the brethren has no power in my life. My conscience is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be. The glorious church without spot or wrinkle. When you come for me in Jesus'
name.
Let's receive his bloodshed. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's sing this song. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich in thee. Amen. Sister Phyllis, we better get right to the verses, because I are about to fall asleep sitting right in the chair.
Okay, sweetheart. Jude 20 through 25. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen and amen. Revelation
1, 5, and 6. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And I'd love to read some more, but enough. We have tomorrow.
We always have eternity. Imagine what it's going to be like to study the Bible in heaven.
It's going to take eternity for us to learn as much as we don't know.
Yeah. And we're going to learn. You, in God, you never stop learning. You know, Well, I had a thought, but I better just leave it alone because I'm going to start preaching again. Ready? Put your hands up like this and say this with me. Say, in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
We call everyone who heard our voice to Jesus.
We call everyone who heard our voice to Jesus.
Come to Jesus today.
Come to Jesus today.
So you can spend eternity with your Father.
So you can spend eternity with your Father.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Put your hands up and say, I receive my hundredfold return.
I receive my hundredfold return.
I gave of my time, talent, and treasure tonight.
I gave of my time, talent, and treasure tonight.
And I receive the hundredfold return that belongs to me.
And I receive the hundredfold return that belongs to me.
So that I can preach the gospel right here, right now.
So that I can preach the gospel right here, right now.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, remember this. Holy Spirit Conference is in San Diego this week, but that means it's 3 hours behind us, or 2 hours behind us, whatever it is. We got Mountain and then Pacific. I think you're right, love. It is 2 hours. So it's been going now for an hour. So it's going to be, you know, up late for those of you that's in Eastern time zone, but it's always good. And the power of God is always moving. We encourage you. And, of course, the morning sessions are going to be at 10:30 Pacific, which would be 12:30 Central and 1:30 Eastern, 1:30 in the afternoon. So I encourage you to be a part of it and grow and develop in God by the Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again. This is what we say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you.
And God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord. Amen. Brother Roger, Brother John, Sister Sunday, Sister Kathy, Angaroni, we love you. Mary, Pastor Rick, John Wayner. We had some good, good comments and conversation going on tonight.
Yeah, Paul was with us tonight, too.
God bless you, Paul. Good to have you with us tonight. Thank you, everyone. Mary, Pastor Rick, Brother Dan, Sister Gwen, Sister Phyllis, we love you. We bless you. All of you on YouTube that's been with us all night long, we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Make sure you send us an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Let us know where you're listening from. Even take a picture of you if you want to and send it to us so that we can see what it's like where you worship. And we'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. All right.
Good night, everyone. Thank you so much, Kathy, for reading. You did a great job.
You did a great job.
Thank you for this. This is amazing. I knew.